FM at 99.9 HD2. His is WDNC AM Durham, WCMC HD2 Holly Springs, 620 The Buzz.
It's around, right now it's about 39. It's a little cooler than I thought. Going to get up to about 58 today. Sunshine this afternoon. Got some rain coming in for the weekend tomorrow, looks like. Maybe a little on Monday as well. Highs back up into the 60s. You know, we're getting close to Christmas. I want it to be cool. I want to feel like Christmas out there.
I'll take 60 degrees.
The voice you hear there is Mr. Bob Poole of Poole's Plumbing. We also have Tim, Billy, and Joe here in the studio with us. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hope you guys are doing well. Poole's Plumbing, I think the name speaks for itself. We all know what that is. Folks, we're here to help you with your house. We want to talk to you about anything you got going on with your home, anything in, on, under, around it, whatever it might be. Floors, doors, walls, windows. But, of course, plumbing today. We'll talk to you about your heating system. Although you're not needing it a whole lot right now, but should you have an issue with it, we'd love to talk to you about it. If you've got an electrical problem, roofing, insulation, doesn't matter what it is, anything about your house that you need a little help with, we can help. And you can reach us here at 919-860-6200. 919-860-6200 is our number. If you're looking for a contractor, if you're looking for a real estate agent, if you need some help with homeowners insurance, if you're thinking about doing a refinance, pretty much anything related to your house, we want to talk to you about it. Now, since I got the plumbing experts here in the studio today, I want to talk to you guys about some of the plumbing issues that have been brought up to me as of late. You know, I've been around plumbing my entire life, since I was a child. My grandfather was a plumber. My father was a plumber, so I've lived around it. And, you know, while some things in plumbing change like they do in everything, a lot of things remain the same. You know, what do they say, guys? You got to know to be a plumber. Was it paydays on Friday and some things don't run uphill?
That's right. That's it.
But, you know, it's not quite that simple by any stretch. I know it's not, but
it gets a little bit more complicated.
But let's talk about the things that won't run uphill, and more specifically, the things that won't run past clogs in the soil lines. You know, I'm sure that in your business, you spend a lot of time going out and unclogging drain lines, right?
We do, yeah.
You know, hallelujah, right?
Yeah, it's a fun business.
It's a way to earn a living.
It's a fun business to be in.
It lends
itself to some very intricate conversations with people, put it that way.
Well, yeah. You know, I had a acquaintance, I guess is the term I'll employ, contact me the other day and say, I have a real issue. You know, there's, what's the nice word? Excrement in my bathtub. And, you know, I feel...
Yeah, we get to cover bodily functions and the whole nine yards.
I'm concerned, you know, as to why this is in my bathtub. So
that would be a good concern to have. Yeah.
So, you know, obviously, I know you guys know the answer, but this is relating to a soil line blockage in the house. And, of course, the effluent that's in the soil line, is that an acceptable term in your industry, effluent?
That's a little above my pay grade.
Okay, well, I'm trying to find a polite term for it. But nonetheless, the material that's trapped in the line that's unable to surpass the blockage, you know, it's trying to find a place to get out of that line, you know, and it's going to the lowest open drain line and pushing its way out. And a lot of homes, that happens to be a bathtub, right, guys?
Right.
A shower pan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, God forbid.
It's not what you want to take a shower in.
Oh, no. You don't want to stand in that way, take a shower. So, you know, how do people get in this shape? What causes it? You know, what can they do to avoid it? And that's really what, you know, I want the message to be to our listeners this morning.
Sure.
You know, how would you, while Bob and all these guys are great guys and I enjoy hanging out with you, nobody wants to be calling you on Christmas morning and saying, come over and hang out with me.
That's right.
So, you know, how can we make the Christmas better and help them avoid such a circumstance?
Now, we'll be friendly when we get there. But anyway, what you can do is we've seen several instances lately where people have roots growing into the system. So if you've got a yard full of, you know, trees and stuff in the front yard and you've got an older
between the house and the septic tank.
Exactly. Between the house and the road, you know, wherever your sewer tap goes out to, you can have somebody come out and camera that line and see if there's any kind of roots growing into the system.
So let me reiterate that. What you're talking about is, you know, you've got a drain line coming out of your house, folks. Usually, most modern homes, it's a 4-inch PVC plastic line.
That's correct. Yep.
And that's
some of the older homes. It's going to be terracotta. It's going to be cast iron.
Right.
You know,
right.
Kind of thing.
The terracotta is the most susceptible to having the root penetration.
Yep.
But the cast, after it's laid there, a lot of times it'll develop cracks, and you'll get some infiltration of roots in it. And the roots are looking for nutrients.
They're looking for moisture and nutrients.
And so what a great place to find it is in your soil line.
You
and, of course, it catches solids as they're passing through and kind of creates a blockage. And, of course, you know, it doesn't help that if you put grease down your drain, that the grease kind of plugs it up. And some of the soaps and detergents create plugs. I mean, you guys are all shaking your heads. You've all had an opportunity to play with these things, right?
Right.
You know, whether we like it or not. So, folks, you know, if you have a lot of trees out in your front yard and you can find your sewer tap down in your basement going out, and maybe you're on a city sewer system, you know, you might want to have that line checked out. When he's talking about cameraing, that literally is putting a camera in the line and just running it up and down, going into a clean out, looking back and forth to see how the condition of the line is.
We can actually put a camera in the line and run that camera 100 feet down the line and check the entirety of the run of the pipe from the house to the street. And, you know, there's certain things. Your original question was, what can you do to make sure that you don't have blockages?
How can you avoid it?
Grease being poured down drains that you mentioned just a second
ago. That's one of the easiest things to avoid doing.
That's the easiest thing that you can avoid doing. There's certain products that you don't want to flush down a toilet.
Female hygiene products should never be flushed because they're not biodegradable.
Exactly, and the fact that they swell up and all that is a very difficult conversation to have with people sometimes.
Well, it's easier with the radio. They don't see you, so you can say what you got to say here.
And there's a lot of misconceptions. I know that there's people that think they can and think they can't and, you know, whatever. They really shouldn't. I know people that have flushed paper towels. You know, they'll clean their bathroom and take and flush those paper towels. Or they've got those wipes, you know, that they use, you know, to wipe down everything.
Antibacterial wipes in the little pull bottles. Yeah,
anything in a smaller form, maybe. But if you start getting a big wad of it and throwing it in your toilet, I mean.
Well, the only paper products that should go in your toilet are.
Is toilet paper.
Is toilet tissue.
Right.
Because it's designed to basically disintegrate.
Right.
Once it becomes wet and fall apart. Paper towels, you know. If you watch the TV commercials, they tell you that they, you know, they've designed them so they won't come apart when they get wet.
Exactly.
You know, wait a minute. What's that mean?
So it means it's going to get clogged up.
All right. So why in the world would you put that in your drain line? And, you know, these wipes, they're tear-proof wipes in a lot of cases. You know, they're perforated where you can tear them off, but try to tear one once you've torn it off, of the roll. It's just about impossible to tear. If you can't tear it, it will not. You know, ever come apart. It'll be in there. And heck, it'll be hanging you up when you're trying to undo the clog sometimes.
You know, back to what we were talking about a minute ago with the roots in the system. I was out at a neighborhood the other day, and apparently in the whole neighborhood, Marty, they had built these slab houses very close to one another.
So what we're talking about are cluster homes that are, where they don't have a crawl space or a basement. They're on a concrete slab on grade.
And literally their front yard is probably 40 foot. You know, maybe 50 foot wide, and in that, right on top of the sewer line, they you know, the city or whatever ordinance made them, you know, put that tree in. They placed a pin oak tree right on top of the sewer line, and that pin oak tree actually, the root system from that pin oak tree actually penetrated through the PVC pipe. Not a PVC crack in the pipe. The whole sewer line was absolutely full.
How often do you guys see that? I can't
that
recall.
That was the worst case that I had ever seen.
That's a tough tree right there where its root runs down and bores a hole in PVC. Schedule 40 actually, PVC is not any joke. I challenge you to get through it with a screwdriver. You might do it, but you'd wear the screwdriver by half out.
I'm not sure it was Schedule 40. I think it might have been foam core. You know?
Okay. So, okay. Well, that makes a little bit of a difference.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking sole line out of Schedule 40 PVC. Holy cow.
But it certainly is going to find any.
I couldn't get through it with a pocket knife.
It's certainly going to find any crack in the pipe, any failure in the glue joint, that kind of thing. Amazing stuff.
Yeah. Folks, if you've got any kind of issue around your house you want to discuss, we want to talk to you. So pick up your phone and call us here at 919-860-6200. 919-860-6200. You are listening to the Homeowners Helpers on 620 The Buzz.
Liftmaster Locker Room Report and Coach Alley.
All right, pipe down. It's raining. Conditions are bad. Go to the backup plan. Even my Liftmaster has a backup plan.
Liftmaster? What?
Liftmaster's the only professionally installed garage door opener that offers a battery backup. So if the power goes out, your garage door opener keeps going, going. That's what I want from you guys.
Seems like the coach is more confident in his LiftMasters than his second half chances.
For quality, dependability, convenience, and total home access, make LiftMaster part of your game plan.
Custom Door and Gate has a huge selection of LiftMaster products and Clopay garage doors, which will enhance the beauty and value of your home and qualify you for money-saving tax credit. Visit the newly expanded showroom at 830 South New Hope Road in Raleigh to see a whole new look for your home. Call 876-4555 for a garage door you'll adore. Or go to CustomDoorAndGate.com.
The calendar with the associated shorter daylight hours says that winter's here. The Woolly Worm, My Almanac, and the professional weather guessers have all said that we should expect it to be an extremely cold one. Are you and your heating systems ready? If not, ShoeMate's offering a heating system tune-up special. For just $99, our fully trained professional service technicians will come out and clean and adjust your furnace or heat pump to ensure safe, efficient, reliable warmth on cold winter days and nights. $99 is a small price to pay to get the most heating for the least cost and to be sure that your family can rest safely. And God forbid, it's time to replace a tired, old, or inefficient unit. We'll gladly help you with that, too. For great service fast at a competitive price, please call ShoeMate Intrepid at 919-662-8040 or find us on the web at ShoeMateRaleigh.com and now also at IntrepidComfort.com.
To celebrate 35 years, Garner TV and Appliance is opening its annual private sale to the public now through Saturday. These are the lowest prices of the year, even lower than Black Friday. Great deals on Whirlpool stainless kitchen sets, Allserta mattress sets, including the new iComfort sleep system, and the Toshiba 55-inch smart TV. Regularly $18.99, now just $10.99. This sale absolutely ends this Saturday at 5 p.m. Garner TV and Appliance, online at GarnerTV.com. Limited quantity, see store for details.
Dan Patrick here with a recommendation for the holidays. No need to freak out when you're trying to find that perfect holiday gift for her. Just go to Reliable Jewelry. They make holiday shopping easy at Reliable. With quality merchandise at very affordable prices, prices as good, if not better, than big bargain competitors. They don't brag about fancy boxes or how many middlemen they claim to bypass. Alan Horwitz and his exceptional team deliver a personal, no-pressure experience that has kept customers coming back to shop for the holidays for three generations now. And if you don't know what you're looking for, don't worry. Reliable Jewelry will help you find the perfect gift. From beautiful diamond rings and bracelets, gorgeous necklaces, to incredible estate jewelry and precious stones. Come see why Reliable Jewelry makes the holiday stress-free with perfect gifts for any budget. 307 South Wilmington Street in downtown Raleigh. Or you can visit them online and view their weekly specials at ReliableJewelry.com. That website, once again, is ReliableJewelry.com.
My name is Jim. I work as a mechanic to support my wife and young son. Unfortunately, there's still not enough to pay both my electric bill and to buy food for my family. I had to visit a food pantry so that I could put food on the table.
The face of hunger this holiday season may not be one you expect. The Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina serves more than 560,000 individuals and families at risk of hunger. And there are many more who are just one lost paycheck one unplanned car repair, or one unexpected illness away from needing assistance. The food bank serves individuals that might be your neighbor, coworker, or even a family member. Visit foodbankcenc.org for more information or to donate. For every $1 donated, the food bank can provide 5 meals. Hunger is not a welcome visitor to our friends, family, and neighbors this holiday season. Visit foodbankcenc.org to help today.
Ho, ho. The High School OT Holiday Invitational presented by PNC. The nation's premier high school basketball tournament returns to Raleigh December 26th through 29th. The future stars of the Blue Devils, Tar Heels, and Wolfpack will hit the hardwood against some of the nation's best competition. Get more information at holidayinvitational.com. The High School OT Holiday Invitational from PNC and the Triangle Sports Station. 99.9 The Fan.
And we're back with you, folks. I'm Marty Jones. You're listening to the Homeowners Helper here on 620 The Buzz. I got Pools Plumbing here in the booth with me today. Pretty much, I want to say 1, 2, 3, about 27 of them in here so far. No, there's only four.
I want to make sure we got all the bases covered.
I got Tim, Bob, Billy, and Joe. And we have Miss Chrissy Paradis on the board this morning. Good morning, Chrissy. You got me all choked up. I can barely talk.
Oh, is it because we're best friends, like you just said during the break? I just want everybody to know.
Absolutely, Chrissy. Absolutely. I thought everybody already did know.
Well,
guys,
thank you.
Guys, in the first segment, we were kind of talking about clogged soil lines and how to try to help our listeners avoid them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just to wrap it, I'm going to go back through and say the obvious things, you know. Make sure that we don't flush anything that's not designed to go into a septic system in the toilet. Make sure we don't pour grease down the drain.
Right.
You know, if you have a garbage disposal, you know, they periodically become clogged. But in my experience, and you guys may say different, but in my experience, typically grease is the number one culprit for helping you to clog a garbage disposal.
Yep.
Because it kind of gums up the works of it and seals it from allowing the water to go out or the material after it's been ground to get out of it. So, you know, pouring any kind of grease or vegetable oil, even anything like that down your drain is a surefire way to get a clogged drain.
That's correct.
Some of the female hygiene products say they're flushable. You know, as a plumber, you know, I think you guys would probably beg to differ. You know, not that you don't get paid to go out and clean the drains either way.
If they want to flush it, you know, we'll be happy to come get it out.
The only paper products that really should be flushed are bath tissue, toilet tissue. That's the only thing that should go down the drain. And, of course, you know, be vigilant with your children, folks. You know, it's easy for kids to drop a toy in the toilet. I don't know how many times. You know, I haven't been involved in going out and getting that dislodged. I know you guys do it on a daily basis.
Yeah, we go get the little army guy out of the
exactly. You know, and all the little pieces and parts, the small toys that go missing. So you know, just to wrap that, I just want to let you know the listeners who may have just tuned in know that these are the things that they need to think about.
There are some things that they can do though. You asked that earlier.
Please.
There's an enzyme product that you can go out and purchase. That's got active enzymes that can eat away at things.
Rid away,
and there's some more advanced stuff out there that you can find. Look it up on the web. And we sell a product at Pools Plumbing that helps with that kind of stuff.
And, you know, what these are,
you
most
just
of
put
these,
a scoop down in there, and it's got active enzymes, and it eats away at stuff, and it sort of keeps the lines clearer, you know.
I think the best way to describe it to folks is just to say it's a helpful bacteria that literally eats up the solids that may be caught in the line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you've got that, and if you have this root system getting into your sewer line, we can go in with a cutter head and cut that all out, and then there's a product out there that you can put down that sewer line that'll keep, you know, it'll keep the roots at bay somewhat. So
sure. Well, I want to ask you another issue that seems to be brought to me on a consistent basis now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, probably I don't go more than a few weeks at a time, sometimes several times in the same week, talking to people about water heaters. and issues with water heaters. And not so much that they have a bad water heater necessarily, but they hate where the water heater's at. You know, it's always, it's never people complaining about it being in the garage or never complaining about being in the basement, never complaining about it being in the crawl space. They're complaining about it being either in living space or above living space, with the biggest complaint being water heaters in attics.
Right.
You know, I know that was a code for a long time, and it's still code, I believe, that you can put that water heater in an attic.
Exactly.
But, you know, what's your best advice to somebody who is building a house and has an opportunity to determine the location of the water heater? A, two-part question. And B, what's your best advice to somebody who's got a house that's got a water heater in the attic at this point?
If you've got the capability of choosing whether you want it in your attic or an outside storage area or in the garage or something like that, I would say at all costs, keep it out of the attic.
It has great value to move it someplace
else. It has great value to move it.
And, you know,
I've seen a lot of damage done by a busted water heater, even though it's got a pan under it. That pan's only going to catch.
Pan's useless in most cases. I mean, I know y'all put them in, and I'm not trying to rag on you guys, but it's useless in most cases.
Well, it's useless for a full bust. I mean, you know, when one
it,
actually
it catches a drip.
Well, I went to one the other day that they had some leakage off the water heater, and it was just, you know, it's probably into it about a month, and it had leaked a pretty significant amount, but it was a slow leak, and a slow leak will be caught by the pan. Not a spraying leak won't be caught by the pan.
Of course not. That's kind of what goes in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went out to a house where the people had did not have dielectric unions, and you know that's a pet peeve of mine. So you know what happens. You guys know. You guys see it every day. Standpipes eroding away. You know, at the connection point, and it's rotted out enough that there's a little spray going off about 3 feet to the side of the water heater. That pan not doing a thing for that.
No. But again, you know, the pan's there for a slow leak, and that's what it's designed for.
So if
that slow leak becomes a very, you know, an extensive leak, it's going to overflow that pan fairly quickly, and you're going to end up with a lot of damage in your house.
So I'll go back to my original question, which is, you know, your advice to somebody who has the decision to make. Your advice is no matter what, try to find another place.
No matter what.
And, you know, that's coming from somebody who's in the plumbing industry.
That's correct.
And, you know, I'll tell you, in my experience, if you came to me as a builder or a contractor and said, I got a great idea, we're going to put the water heater in the attic, I'd be, oh, hell no, not in my house. And, you know, I would say that's not a very good idea, and I wouldn't think you have my best interest at heart necessarily.
Well, we don't want to... we end up doing it sometimes.
I know you don't have any choice.
I don't have any choice, you know, like in a condominium, a smaller condominium.
No, but I'll go back to what I was saying. If you have an opportunity to make a decision on the front end when you're building the structure.
Exactly. If
you make a decision.
I was in a guy's house the other day, and, you know, his water heaters were in the attic, and he had a mechanical room in the basement.
Yeah.
And it was clear that just the proper decision was not fully thought out when whoever decided.
That's what I'm talking about right there, Bob. That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you got an opportunity to make a decision and you choose the attic for me, I don't think you're thinking about what's in my best interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Now, having said that, to the bigger issue, the guy you just went to, for example, what do you do when you go out to somebody's house and they got water heaters in the attic? And, you know, a lot of times, I go to these houses, you go to these houses. House on a slab, two-story on a slab, you know, got no room, nowhere to put the water heater but back in the attic. And, you know, it's a tough arrangement. What do you do? I mean, you can't put a pan in the whole attic to cover that spraying leak. This is not possible. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, oh, boy, well, let's just cross your fingers. I mean, there's not much you can do, guys, right? I mean, you know any – I don't know any great solution to tell people. You know, I make sure that lines are insulated really well.
Make sure you got dielectric unions, but tell us.
They do make a
flood stop device, various manufacturers. It's an automatic shutoff valve that you put on the water line and on the gas, and you put sensors in the pan. So if it does sense a leak, it will shut the water off to the water heater. You still have that 50 or 40 gallons of water in the tank. That's going to escape eventually, hopefully in the pan. but it will not allow any more water to go to feed the heater.
Well, you know, the big problem usually with a water heater leak is not the water that's in the tank. It's the endless supply, the unlimited supply of water that's there if you're not there.
Exactly.
That's coming out. You know,
and this product does a good job for that. So it shuts the water off.
Okay. Let's tell our listeners a general idea what they might expect to need to pay for this.
Generally, you're looking somewhere between $500, $600. You can get one installed. You know, we usually do a deeper pan to help catch some of that water. And then the flood stop system. I mean, like I said, there's numerous ones out there. They work really well. And so that's one of the things you can do. Most of the time, I recommend when I go out and see a water heater in the attic, they want it out of there. Most of the time, we recommend doing a tankless, either in the garage or on the outside of the house. It's a little bit harder on a slab home because you have to get gas and water to the location. So a lot of times you have to cut some sheetrock and whatnot.
Sure.
But
those are both solutions that I think are viable. Right. Nobody's sitting around with $500 or $600 going, what can I spend it on now? Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I can't wait to buy something to keep my water heater from leaking in the attic. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't hardly wait to throw money at that because it's not
you
leaking
give
right
it
now.
To your wife is a Christmas
present. Yeah.
Do you want to support?
Probably not the best thing to do right there. But it could create some issues for you. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Homeowner's Helper. If you've got a problem with your house, we want to help you. If you've got if you're looking to hire a plumber, if you've got some plumbing issues you'd like a little advice on, but anything related to your house, we want to help you. 919-860-6200, 919-860-6200. You're listening to the Homeowner's Helper on 620 The Buzz.
It's hard to believe that another year is about to come to a very rapid end. As one more year passes by, you have to ask yourself, are you as far along in your career as you would hope for at this point? Are you making the kind of money you had hoped you would be making? And are you as appreciated as you would hope to be in your current job? With New Horizons Computer Training, you can go from struggling to pay your bills to working in a field that pays an average of $79,000 per year in the Triangle. You can go from unappreciated to the most sought-after person in the company. It's happened time and time again with the people who made a very simple call to 336-1000. There are thousands of openings in the Triangle for these jobs, and a call to New Horizons puts you on a direct path to landing one of these great jobs. It's also a no-brainer for veteran and active duty military to get back into the workforce. New Horizons was named a military-friendly school by MilitaryFriendlySchools.com, and they do accept GI Bill funding. Before this year ends, catch up to your career and your true potential by calling New Horizons at 336-1000.
Joe Ovius for Zero Res, carpet cleaning and more in the Triangle. They got a great deal running through the end of the month. Here's what you have to do. Call Zero Res today at 919-995-0000. Tell them that I sent you. You get three rooms for just $109 plus a free hallway, but you have to book it and clean it before the end of December. Call Zero Res today to get this great limited offer. 919-995-0000 for Zero Res.
Don't get caught forgetting someone on your Christmas list. That is just the worst. Make one call to Elizabeth's Pecans. 1-866-EAT-PECANS. This is a gift that is always devoured by your friends and clients. Try their soft, buttery pecan brittle. Also available in chocolate. Or their newest product, white satin pecans. If that doesn't suit you, they've got much, much more. Find a treat to make your perfect holiday gift. 1-866-EAT-PECANS or ElizabethsPecans.com.
Listen up. I'm Mark Broman, owner of The Garage Door Doctor. That's right, The Garage Door Doctor. Winter's here, and with the cold weather brings many problems with your garage door. When your garage door breaks, who can you trust to call? Simple. The Garage Door Doctor. We specialize in same-day service with fair and honest pricing. New doors, whisper drive openers, broken springs, you name it, we fix it. Commercial and residential. Online at GarageDoorDoctor.com. The Garage Door Doctor, the only name to remember for your garage door repair. As always, upfront pricing, superior products, fast, reliable service, and most reasonable rates around. Online at GarageDoorDoctor.com. Doctors fix things. The rest just give advice. Call the Garage Door Doctor today. The Doctor. The Garage Door Doctor. Online at garagedoordoctor.com. Or better, call us at 919-485-9292. That's 919-485-9292. Call the Garage Door Doctor today.
Head coach Mark Gottfried leads the resurgence of Wolfpack basketball this season. And now you can be part of the action with single game tickets for non-conference and select ACC matchups. Call 919-865-1510 or visit GoPack.com to reserve your seat today. And don't miss NC State's matchup with Norfolk State on Saturday, December 15th at 7 p.m. at PNC Arena. That's 919-865-1510 or GoPack.com for tickets. Wolfpack basketball. This is our state.
And we're back with you, folks. You're listening to the Homeowners Helper here on 620 The Buzz. I'm Marty Jones, got Chrissy Paradis on the board, got Pools Plumbing here in the studio. And we're talking plumbing this morning, but we'll talk anything related to your house that you want to discuss. Any kind of home improvement, maintenance, repairs, additions, modifications, anything that you need a little help with. If you're thinking about buying a house and you need a little help, maybe finding a home inspector. If you're thinking about selling a house and you need to find a good real estate agent, anything at all, 919-860-6200, 919-860-6200. Now, Chrissy, you are our show sports consultant.
I try.
So what can you bring to the table today?
Well, here I go, get on my soapbox. I don't know if anybody heard, but Duke right now is tied for the first place.
Oh, they're up the number tied for first.
Well, okay, they're with wins.
Oh, okay.
Indiana has more points, but I'm just gonna say that they're tied because
But even the least among the pollers saying they're number two, right?
Right,
which is not a bad place to be.
They're 29 points behind them, but their record's the same. They're both 9-0.
Okay, well, they're doing well so far.
Right, they're going to take it this year. I know it. See, I would do my sympathy bracket. Wait, I don't want to say sympathy. I would do my bracket, you know, for my team. And so I would have Duke going to the finals no matter what. And then I would have my other bracket that I would use competitively. But
right now you can have Duke
be the same one, you know?
Okay, well, that's good.
Maybe I'll take you to Vegas, Marty.
All right, that sounds great to me. What else do we have going on sports-related?
You've got some big news coming up.
You're talking about the UGA going to the Capital One Bowl?
Yeah. I'm
interested in that, but I'm not as interested as the bowl they might have gone to had they prevailed against Alabama a couple weeks ago. Five yards short. Or 10 seconds short, whatever, I don't know. But anyway,
it was a great game, though.
It was an excellent game. I'm thrilled about that. What do we got going on the station? We got NFL here on 620 to Buzz tomorrow. I think we've got the Colts at Texans, and I'm kind of interested in what's going on with the Colts. It should be a good game. You know, we'll see what happens with that. The Texans still have the best record in the NFC right now, so, you know, we'll see what's going on. What else we got? Oh. Got a big bowl today over on 99.9. You guys probably are big fans of this. It's the Idaho Potato Bowl. Right? You guys big fans? You know who's playing?
Oh, yeah.
You know who's playing, don't you? It's New Mexico and Idaho. So,
can't miss that one.
It's got to be called the Potato Bowl.
Well, that's right. That's today at noon over on 99.9. And I think tomorrow they got the Panthers game with the pregame starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Panthers at the San Diego Chargers, so we'll see how that works out. Should be an interesting game also, and I think they're carrying San Francisco at New England tomorrow night on 99.9. So there's a few different sports-related things to think about.
Hey, Marty, don't forget about the Giants game against Atlanta.
Well, Giants-Atlanta tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
That should be an interesting game. The Falcons still have the best record in the NFC.
For now.
Well, you know, the Giants come on pretty strong in the usually in the month of December every year. So we'll see what happens with them tomorrow.
I mean, there are no Jets.
Thankfully.
My dad still has faith in them. I'm like, come on, Dad, give it up already.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a true test for both the Giants and the Falcons tomorrow.
Should be a good game.
The Falcons offense has not been up to early season par for the last few weeks, and I think they're looking to get back on track with that and see if they can get in postseason form now. There's a lot of people looking at the Falcons to say that they're not all that. They kind of had an easy record, and they haven't won a postseason game, I think, in the last, 4 or 5 years that they've been to the postseason. So we'll see what gives. Giants tend to limp into the postseason and somehow do quite well there. So we'll see what gives. Hopefully the Giants will get to the postseason. You can't be sure of that yet,
nope,
right?
Nope. Can't even Never be sure can with there. The Giants.
But you can be sure that the Falcons will be there. So,
yeah, they should make it.
Well, they've already won the NFC South. So,
yeah, that's right.
They're in.
That's right.
But anyway, let's talk a little bit more about plumbing issues. You guys obviously, we were discussing about water heaters and attics and what you ought to be doing. You're putting maybe leak stop protectors on the water heaters on the lines in the attic. That's one thing to do, $500 or $600. The second thing that you mentioned was potentially going to a tankless water heater.
Correct.
That's an alternative that works for folks. Going to the tankless water heater. And there's other benefits other than just getting the water heater out of the attic. Now, you can put that tankless water heater back in the attic.
Yes, you can.
But I'm not sure that you really solve much of the issue if you do that.
No.
You can put that water heater on the exterior of the home. These can
if
be.
If you don't have any other choice.
They can be put outside. So you definitely won't have to worry about the water heater leaking in the house.
Correct.
There's some benefit there. You can put them in the basement. You can put them in a lot of different places. You can put them in the laundry room on the wall. I've seen them in there a lot of times.
Yeah.
Just depends on what type of water heater and where the walls for these spaces go. Ideally, they need to be mounted on an exterior wall.
And you've got to take into account, a window that's capable of being opened.
Right.
For the venting purposes. But you can, a lot of alternative places that you can put these water heaters.
And, the thing about the tankless water heaters are not only are they able to go in a lot of locations, you can't put a tanked water heater, like on the outside of the house.
Right.
They're more efficient in terms of energy usage by a stretch. Why don't you guys talk about the differences between how the energy use is on a water heater, whether it's a tanked water heater or a tankless water heater. Recovery rates on water heaters are what, about tank capacity, usually on a standard tanked water heater. So if you got a 50-gallon, you get about 50 gallons per hour. You go to a tankless water heater, you can get pretty much unlimited, right?
Yeah, they're continuous hot water. It's still going to take the same amount of time to get the hot water to the fixture, like a tank heater. But once you get it there, you could take a shower all day long if you wanted to.
Wash clothes unlimitedly.
Yeah, exactly. Wash clothes, take a shower, do your dishes all at the same time. You won't run out of hot water. It's a great product. It'll save you money. Generally, you look, between $10 and $30 a month between your gas tank water heater and a tankless.
In terms of savings?
Savings, right, correct. And one thing you have to look at is a lot of times when we put a tankless in, customers' water usage goes way up. And, I've had a couple customers come to me and say, I haven't really been saving any money. And I've gone out there and we've actually looked at an old water bill and a new water bill, and it's doubled. And that's the cause of it.
That's because they can stay in the shower.
Yeah, you got to keep that into account.
Nothing's wrong with taking a long, hot shower this time of year.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But
pamper yourself.
There is an additional cost to go to a tankless water heater over a tanked water heater when you're doing a replacement. There's no question about that.
Definitely.
When you look at the facts, you can save maybe $150, $200 a year in the course of a typical year on terms of energy. It'll ultimately pay for itself over its life. So fiscally, it's not, like you're putting money out of your pocket that you're not going to get back. But
that's correct.
But it is a financial step up for people sometimes. And, one other thing that I guess we haven't mentioned but we ought to talk about, the reason that it is an energy saver is the fact that it's not working. It's not holding hot water. It only comes on when you have demand.
Only when you turn that hot tap on is it going to come on. And that's a benefit because you figure during the day while you're at work and nobody's using any hot water at all, that's going to cycle several times while you're at work. So and you're burning you're burning gas or electricity. So that's where the savings comes from, and the fact the efficiencies of the tankless water heater.
Well, let's move on. I want to talk about a few other things. You guys got anything going on in the industry right now? That's is there any? Like I said, nothing changes. Everything stays the same. But that's not always true. I know, you know, we've had some different materials come into to use in the industry. You know, we made the change up to tankless water heaters, 15 so years ago. You know, things do change. Is there anything that's going on right now that's a new product or a new technique or new codes or anything that, that our listeners need to be paying attention to?
One thing that has come around is these hybrid water heaters. The heat pump water heaters are more efficient now. It's a better option than it used to be. And you know, for a long time when we were doing the trade shows and stuff, we had people that would come up and ask for tankless, and all they have is electricity at their home. And you know, they've got electric tankless, but it's just not really a good option.
In most cases, you pretty much got to run an electric wire over there the size of the service cable into the house.
Yeah,
takes a shocking amount of amperage to get the amount of BTUs of heat into that water that you need, that you can get much easier with a fossil fuel like natural gas or propane.
Exactly. So we've always sort of been stuck with those clients, the people that had only electric. You know, we didn't really have a viable option for them. Recently, we've started installing some of these hybrid water heaters, and people have been really happy with them. So.
And the hybrids work basically like a conventional air-to-air heat pump works in somebody's house, folks.
That's correct.
What the heat pump water heater is actually doing is it's taking heat out of the ambient air where the water heater is sitting and condensing that heat down and putting it into the water. And then, of course, the vast majority of them also have electric heat strips like a conventional electric water heater, so that if you use the water that's in the tank and the tank is now, you know, in reheating mode, it can go ahead and heat that water back up more quickly, so that you have a much faster recovery rate.
You've got some options. You can either go with the heat pump aspect of the water heater, or you can switch it over. If you know you're going to have some guests in, you're going to need quicker recovery time, you can switch it over to where it's the elements only. You know, so it's got some options where it'll flip back and forth, and so it's made a pretty good option for people.
Yeah, how much more do they cost than a conventional electric water heater? Is it double the price, three times the price? You know, when I was looking at them before, it looked like to me that you pretty much, if you had to change out a water heater, and everybody's always asking me this, I know they're probably trying to get budgets from you, but the listeners need to have an idea. This is one thing that we can throw out to them. You know, if you're going to change a water heater out, a typical water heater, without a fuel source change out, what are you looking at, $1,200 for a water heater?
Yeah, it's about $1,200.
For a standard water heater, you know, standard change out.
Unless it's like a 50-gallon direct vent or you know, something like that, you know, it's a little bit higher. But
right. Well, if you go to a direct vent, it's a little bit more efficient also. You know, there's some return on that. And what we're talking about, folks, is the efficiency of the way that the appliance burns. It gets so much of the heat out of the fuel source. The exhaust is cooled down to the point with the use of a secondary heat exchanger to the point that the exhaust will go out around 120, 140 degrees. You can vent it with PVC plastic as opposed to a metal vent. But a basic water heater change out, you start at about $1,200.
Right.
And you can about double that if you go into the heat pump water heaters, if I recall correctly. Does that sound about right to you, Tim?
It's about $2,000 installed.
Yeah, okay.
So almost close to that.
Somewhere in that area.
About $800.
And, you know, it's tough to put a figure on a tankless water heater because there's so many different things. There's too many variables that go into arriving at the cost of that water heater, but typically you're going to spend $3,000 on that or somewhere in that range. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, $2,500 to $3,000 is a fair estimate.
And, of course, you know, sometimes you're going to have situations that are substantially more expensive because there's extensive work that has to be done to get that water heater installed. And once in a while, you might find a sweet spot where everything just falls into place where it might be a little bit less. But
correct.
But these are good budget numbers, I think, to work from.
And the good thing about us at Pools Plumbing is we'll come out and give you a free in-home estimate.
Well, you know, folks, if you have, I hear in my industry now that there are people who are out charging for estimates.
Yeah, I hear that too.
And, mm-hmm. and I know in your industry there are people that are charging for estimates.
Sure.
You know, I may be swayed to that point at some point in the future, but I've yet to hear a good conventional argument that really reaches me and makes me say that's a, you know, something that folks have to endure. I'm thinking that, you know, you should be able to get a good estimate from a good contractor without having to pay them for the estimate.
Well, I know we've had people call up and say, I need somebody to come out and give me an estimate for what would take maybe an hour to fix, you know, at their house. And
yeah, that's a hard thing to do.
You simply can't do that.
No, there's no way to justify it. It may take you an hour to drive out, look at it.
It's going to take you an hour to do the estimate where it would have taken you an hour to do the work. And so on things like that, we can't really do that free in-home estimate.
But for a water heater replacement?
For a water heater replacement, you know, something that's a little bit bigger of a job, you know, then we'll come out and give you that free in-home estimate.
I think that's pretty standard in the industry.
Sure.
You know, people call them on a quote on a repair. That's a really tough thing because you have no idea if it's going to take you 10 minutes or 2 days to unclog that drain.
Exactly.
And, you know, so if you give them the two-day quote, they're going to kind of choke.
We're not getting that work.
Yeah, you're not getting that job.
You're not getting that job.
And, you know, so you just don't know. All you can about do is give them an hourly rate or give them an idea of what you expect it to be and explain the range to them. And, folks, you know, if you've got a question about your plumbing, we want to talk to you, but I'm just trying to give you as many ideas as I can, things to think about.
Sure.
Why don't you tell our listeners how to find Pools Plumbing if they're in need of a plumber? You guys are the people that I recommend.
We appreciate that.
I got a call the other night from a poor little old lady whose water heater had developed a leak, and she asked me who to call. She didn't know who to find. And, of course, you know, I looked you guys up on my iPad and gave her your phone number and said, here's who you call. Didn't have anything else to get your number from. And I got it in my Rolodex, but I didn't have that with me.
Sure. Well, you can reach us at 919-661-6334, or you can look us up on the web at poolsplumbing.com.
And that's exactly what I did. I typed in Pools Plumbing, did a quick search, and, you know, all your information popped up. Got a nice website, by the way, guys.
Thank you.
Just, you know, FYI.
We also have an app for the iPhone and the iPads that you can download as well. It's Raleigh Plumbers.
That's pretty cool, too. I did notice that. Folks, just want to give you a shout-out. This is Christmas party season. You know, everybody's going out to the Christmas parties. I know last night there were a lot of Christmas parties around town. There's going to be a lot tonight. You know, be smart. You know, be smart. If you're going out to a Christmas party and you're planning on having a lot of fun and maybe imbibing a bit, nothing wrong with that, but, you know, be smart. Don't drink and drive. I will also tell you that this is not only Christmas party season. This is DUI checkpoint season.
That's right.
Seen a few of them up this past week. Going to see more of them up, I'm sure, over the course of the next week. So, you know, you want to ruin your holidays? You know, get out and get a DUI. Or
Wake County Jail is not where you want to spend the.
No, or get out and harm Christmas. Somebody.
Right.
You know, you know, you'll feel awful about that. So just be cautious and think that through. There's nothing wrong with enjoying Christmas season. You should get out and enjoy the Christmas season. But, you know, God forbid if you get out and get a DUI. It just doesn't make any sense. It's too easy now. You know, I'm old enough that I've got kids that are of drinking age. And, you know,
right.
They've known their whole lives. They get out. They can always call me. I'll come get them.
Right.
You know, my employees in my company are that way. You get in a bind, I tell them all, call me, I'll come get you.
Does that go for...
It goes for you too, Kristen. Not for everybody.
Because we talked about how you know, you owe me one because of the mic situation, so...
Yeah, well,
and you like me more than him anyways.
That's right. So, yes, you're on the list. You can call me. I know you got my number, so you can call me, and I will come and get you. I just don't want to see anything happen to anybody. So,
that's,
you know,
correct.
Yeah. Just want to tell you, you know, to think about it.
It'd be horrible to wake up the next day, and now all of a sudden there's something you got to live with that you didn't have to.
Yeah, I know. You guys got any party plans today? You going out tonight?
Actually, we got a church. We got a church Sunday school function.
Oh, well, you know, a Sunday school function.
Probably not going to be imbibing.
Well, that's a good thing. That's respectful.
Yeah,
you'll probably be able to slide through the DUI checkpoint with no problem. Just have your license ready. Be polite. Keep your hands where the officer can see you.
Right.
You know,
right,
see them. Right. You know, and that's another thing. You know, be respectful of these officers. They're out trying to do a job to keep the road safe.
Man, what a bad job.
You know, that's a tough job to do. You're out there in the cold. You're standing in the middle of the road. You know, you you know. So, folks, be respectful of these guys.
I learned that the hard way. I didn't know that you were supposed to keep your hands where an officer could see in the, when you get pulled over in the dark. I was looking for my license. I had no idea.
All right. I'm going to give you a quick bit of advice for you, Chrissy, and for everybody else. You know, when an officer's approaching your car, that's the most dangerous time in his life. So roll down your window, turn on the cabin light, put your hands up on the steering wheel where the officer can see your hands. It will immediately lower his stress level and might even help you deal with him a lot better. He'll be a lot happier dealing with you. So, folks, there's my advice for this week. Hope you have a great week. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday morning. Be safe.